the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, how are you? Happy Wednesday. I'm Danielle Agnew and you are here with me on Sight Unseen, coming to you from the unstable weather of Billings, Montana. My God! You know, I love Montana. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and guess what? It'll be different. Yesterday, it was 84 degrees outside. Myself, my wife, and my daughter were sitting outside on the picnic table on our side yard having a wonderful meal in the evening, and all of a sudden, here comes the winds of April into Montana, blowing and blowing out that beautiful warm weather, and it starts to get really cold, and pretty soon it's getting really cold, and pretty soon the tablecloth is flying off the table, and we're picking up everything and running in the other directions, trying to get ourselves back packed into the house. And about 4 o'clock this morning, I woke dead up out of a sound sleep and walked into the kitchen, and huge, huge snowflakes were falling. So you gotta love Montana, man. These northern states, yesterday it was 84 degrees. Today it is snowing and it's turned to rain. So obviously we're warming up a little bit. But that is the weather. That is the weather here in Montana. So coming to you from the moody weather of the Big Sky Country is Sight Unseen. How are you guys tonight? This is exciting. I am actually so excited, as I am every single week, to be here to take your calls, all of your concerns, your questions, your life path issues, anything that may be troubling you, bothering you, bugging you, anything at all. It is wonderful to have you call me up and let me translate for your angels and let's look into what's going on in your life. And again, that in-studio line is area code 406-545-4496, option 1. That's 406-545-4496, option 1. Or you guys can join me in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat, and you can ask me your questions there. So you can join us in the chat room as well. While we're waiting for the callers tonight, I want to talk to you guys about off-worlders and about UFOs. I have been seeing so many off-worlders in the skies above Montana. Every single night, I walk outside and there's this huge white ball of light just sitting somewhere in the sky that's not a satellite and it's not a low-flying plane. And it's just kind of cruising over the top of everything. And I'm looking at this like, what in the dickens is going on? I had my entire family out there looking at these UFOs over the weekend, and it's pretty extravagant. I mean, the amount of off-world activity that we're seeing right now is pretty huge, and this in part has got to do with some pretty major earth issues that we're having, and I'll get to that in just a second. But one of the things that I wanted to point out is that these off-worlders, these guys are from the Sirius AB star system. Sirius. We call it the star Sirius. Well, actually, it's a binary star. There's two stars in the star Sirius. There's Sirius A and there's Sirius B. And they rotate around each other. And in doing so, they really create a tremendous vortex way out there in space. And the Sirius AB folks is what I like to call them. I don't like to call them Syrians because that sounds like I'm referring to the place here on Earth, Syria. And that's not what I'm talking about. Really, in the Sirius AB star system is where we get our pyramids, okay? That's where we get our Easter Island statues. These guys were highly influential in establishing power grids all over the world and in helping some other cultures establish runways and power grids. The Sirius AB star folks were the giants that you see depicted in the Egyptian hieroglyphs. And it's funny because we look back on ancient Egypt and we think to ourselves, you know what, when we're looking at, you know, ancient Egypt, those pharaohs really thought they were something else. They carved themselves to be so much bigger than everybody else. And in the hieroglyphs, Egyptian hieroglyphs, they look humongous with little bitty people sitting on their laps. Well, the Egyptians were actually quite literal as a culture. They were not a culture that were, they weren't very allegorical. Let's put it to you that way. There was a, for instance, one of their symbols was, in their alphabet, was a hawk or a falcon. And that falcon was not carved to look falcon adjacent. I mean, it's absolutely positively looks exactly like a falcon. It's very literal. So the fact that you have these huge people sitting in these chairs in the Egyptian hieroglyphs with little tiny people sitting on their lap, that is an actual representation of the size of the folks from the Sirius AB star system. They were just bigger. They were bigger. They are bigger than we are. And they kind of have to be, people. I mean, Sirius AB, that's a huge amount of gravity created by that binary star. So it's a different environment that these guys, you know, actually lived in over there. And so when you're talking about these big white orbs of light that everybody is seeing all over the world, if you don't believe me, open, if you're listening online right now, which you, I'm assuming you are, either that or you're psychically listening, and that's pretty cool too. Open up a browser window and type in there YouTube UFO sightings 2015. And while we're talking, we're talking together. Come on, you guys, this is a cumulative experience. Go ahead and look at what you can find. Now, yeah, there, of course, you guys, there's going to be hokey stuff on YouTube, okay? But what you're going to find is a predominant amount of these big white glowy lights. My sister-in-law, in fact, up here in Montana, was talking to me about seeing a big white orb in the sky that was traveling a particular trajectory. And obviously, she knows what a satellite looks like. Most of us know what a satellite looks like. We grew up seeing them in the sky. And so clearly, this was not a satellite. In fact, I ended up taking a picture of this thing, taking a video of it. And of course, it just looks like a, you know, a big dot in the sky. It doesn't look like anything from an an iPhone video. It's really unimpressive, quite frankly. However, it doesn't take away from the fact that I actually got this thing moving. And a few nights ago, there was another one that almost looked like a star, but if you watched it, it would move. It was moving very slowly, but it was moving to the left, and then it would move up a little bit and move back over and make like a little square. Which is really, really interesting. If you go to our chat room, mtradio.net/chat, join us in the chat room. Our board op, Sean, just posted an awesome link for anybody looking for YouTube videos and what you can find as far as the UFOs right now. Guys, one of the reasons that we are encountering so many off-worlders right now is because this is 2015. It is the year of contact. And we are going to be bumping elbows with these off-worlders because they are here to help us out. They are here to help us out. We're having a lot of Earth stability problems right now. And in part with these Earth stability problems, our off-world friends are siphoning geomagnetic energy out of the plates of the Earth. We'll get to that in a second, how that works. And they're shooting that stuff off into space. And if you'd like to know what that sounds like, go to YouTube. Ah, awesome. We have a caller. Let's see what we got going on here. Hi, caller. I'm Danielle Agnew, your host. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Danielle, how's it going? My name is Bobby. I'm calling from here in Billings, Montana.
Hey, Bobby in Billings, Montana. What can we do you for tonight?
I just got a question for you. First of all, I hope you're done with your... Well, I was listening to what you were talking about. I was kind of interested in that, too, so I kind of wanted you to finish up on that. And, my question has to do with, I've been in a meditation and whatnot now for probably a little bit over 10 years. So I kind of know the answers to my own questions, but, I just want to get some, some backup on this.
Sure.
You know?
Right on.
Me and my wife have been struggling with hers, with my stepkids in court and as far as custody. And she was just wondering if there's any chance we're going to be able to get them back. I was going to go probably try another custody battle this year sometime.
You know what, Bobby? This is what they're talking to me about. This is your angel who walks with your life path coming through with this message, okay? Man, talk about this is going to sound a little cheesy, yet I am responsible for passing on what they tell me. I'm like the chick at the UN with the earpiece in. Here we go.
Okay.
These are huge karmic lessons being put to rest with the mother of these children. And this is 2015. It is the year of reconciliation. And what I'm seeing here is a lot of misfortune and a lot of misrepresentation, okay, in court. And I think you understand what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Okay. And the deal is this misrepresentation has gone on supported. However, what I'm seeing is this misrepresentation, and it looks like it's on the part of the other party with these children. Okay. All right. And it has led way too far out there. You know, you can tell a fib and then you can tell a lie, and then pretty soon you've built a plank and you're dangling off the building with it. And okay. And what the angel who walks with your life path is saying, this is 2015, the year of reconciliation, and it is like attracts like in the spiritual universe. That plank is going to break. If we just keep adding and adding and adding and adding and just keep dangling over the side of the building, the weight of the illusion breaks, and this is what's going to happen. When you go back into the court, and they didn't say if, they said when you do, you know, you simply tell the truth. Keep telling the truth. Just keep telling the truth. There are too many accumulated missteps on the part of the other party, and this is what they're showing me, that are now, if you will, provable or documented. And okay. And so what they're talking about here is, as you go in, all you have to go in, it may challenge you in a way. Although, Bobby, I'm seeing you're a pretty developed soul here, my friend. And, okay, when you go back into this courtroom, you go in there with love. You go in there, be calm. Bring the spirit of resolution, says the angel who walks with your heart. There's nothing you need to prove. You simply need to present, if that makes sense. And, okay, perfect, because that's exactly what your angel who walks with your life path said. I'm like, I hope this makes sense to Bobby. Okay.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay, so yeah, this actually is worth your while to go do this. This poor individual, the mother of these children, has been, there are going to be several life lessons for her about misplaced deeds and about misplaced stories that are going to come to roost for her this year. And I, you know, honestly, I have a great deal of compassion for her, because this is going to be extremely difficult when these all come, all these ships are going to come in with some verdicts that she's not too happy about. So you hold your calm, okay? And you go in there with a loving heart and just present, because these children are, what the angel who walks with your heart said, the children are due you. They are due for you.
Exactly.
So, you know what? You are, go for it. I know you're tired, my friend. My God, they're showing me this is like the last 40 feet of a 100 meter mile marathon. You know, it's the last.
Nice.
You can do this, though. You can do it.
Okay. One more question. I know this one's going to seem kind of odd, because I know a lot of people wish they had more money and this and that. And I have a good job. I make real, real good money, you know, but I'm not happy.
Wow. Okay. You know what? And I tell you what, the angel who walks with your heart says it has served its purpose in your karmic evolution. What they're talking about is you took that job a while ago, it looks like, and that was kind of an attaboy. You know, it's like rock on here. Look at me. I'm doing this thing. Look at I'm rocking it.
Exactly.
Okay. Follow your guts and your heart, because they are also showing me you are very entrepreneurial. You have wonderful ideas about things. And it's not that you have to quit tomorrow. I don't necessarily see that. Yet if you give yourself permission, Bobby, what they're telling me is that you, because you have financially done well, you've kind of made yourself a little pad, and that's fabulous. And I'm seeing that you're going to have the opportunity to go forward here and develop. I want to say this is your modality or something you're doing, or your own business, or the way you would do it is what they're talking about. So go ahead and do you know what they're talking about? I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So go ahead and just, you know, it's a crossfade, Bobby. I see that you're kind of easing into it. You are a very passionate person, they're showing me, and you will just go for it. In this case, you don't have to just cut off one end to start the other end. You can start whatever this is while you're doing what you're doing, and you're going to fade over to it. And by the way, there are many people, they are not telling me what this idea or this service is that you are providing or will be providing. They're simply telling me that the people, they said they will follow him. So whatever it is you're doing or you're going into, you will have people who will follow you from A to B.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just know that you're very supported in this, Bobby. Very supported.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Danielle. You've been so great.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That is fantastic. Our chat room, wonderful caller Bobby from here in Billings, Montana. Thank you, Bobby. Our chat room has completely blowing up with people. And Brian, I love you, Brian, in the chat room, because you are exactly on par with one of the reasons why our off-world friends are here to help support us right now. And I love the fact, Brian, that you are one of the many wonderful intuitives, and we all of us, intuitive people, we all receive the same information from the same waterfall of information. We may translate it differently. Brian in the chat room is asking, is all the fracking from the oil drilling causing some of the earth instability? The answer is yes, Brian, and we'll get to that in just a second. Hi, caller. You've reached Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Madeline Wilson. I'm calling from Missoula, Montana.
Well, Madeline from Missoula, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right, sister. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, my mom thought I should call in and see if maybe you guys can answer a question I have about a friend of mine that passed away.
Oh, sweetheart. Tell me about your friend. What would you like to know?
All I know is that I can't remember her real name. And I think I was there the night she died.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And what can we help you with here, love?
I was wondering if maybe you guys could tell me your name.
Oh, my goodness. How do you know this girl? How do you know this person?
We were secret friends. But we only told each other our real names only once. Because we were both afraid of our dads, and I think my dad murdered her, and I think I was there the night she died, but I can't remember.
You can't remember it, can you? Oh, sweetie pie. Wow. Okay. Here's the thing. Your angel who walks with your heart is coming forward. And I'll be straight up with you. I tend to be shaky on people's names in real life. And regrettably, in this field, boy, I tell you, whatever your hink is in real life tends to be also your hink in this field. They're presenting a D name to me, okay? And this has got I don't know if it's Deanne or Denise. It's a D name that they're bringing forward. I will tell you that your Dion, maybe, there is a block here that you are not remembering, all right? I will confirm that for you. And I would...
So it was quite a shock when I remembered this much, because I forgot all about her, and just even, like, remembering the flashes of that night have made me, like, I don't think I can handle it.
Well, honey, I don't blame you. That's pretty heavy stuff. In this regard, you're up in Missoula, right? Okay.
Yeah.
In this regard, I would suggest, and this is also coming from the angel who walks with your life path, any angel who walks with your heart. So when I say I mean they, because I don't get to have an original thought in my job. What they're talking about is you having the opportunity. Wow. Okay. They're talking to me about hypnotherapists. They're talking to me about licensed grief counselors. Okay. They would highly recommend that you get yourself to a licensed counselor to be able to speak about this instance in a very protected way. I'm also seeing the use of hypnotherapy being very useful for you. There are some wonderful hypnotherapists here in Billings, Montana, and I know that they do some work over the phone. One is named Lisa Clark, and we'll see if I can, on the break, I'll post her information, see if I can find it here in the chat room. So you, darling, you did witness an extremely traumatic event, okay? I can see that. And your consciousness is not going to replay that for you in a way that's going to cause you harm. That's why you're just remembering bits and pieces of it, all right? And so the recommendation here is to get into a situation where you feel very safe with another individual. They're not talking about you doing this by yourself. A licensed professional, darling, will help you get in touch with these feelings and responsibly be able to work through them so you don't feel out of control in them, especially a hypnotherapist. So you, I will confirm for you that, yes, you did witness something extremely disturbing. And from that point, I would turn you over to a licensed professional, sweetie, who can help you in the moment of that recollection. And again, in the D name that I'm getting, it is a D name, Deanne or Dion, Diane. It's some kind of a D name. I believe strongly that what they're showing me is as you go into the recollection of this, again, with the assistance of a licensed professional in a very safe environment, that you will recall her name as well. And it's also important that you have documentation of this because of the nature of what happened here. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's fine. In my diaries that have been taken from me because I'm an ex-foster child, it's just I haven't been brave enough to go get that stuff.
Well, and you know what? That is back in this home where some yucky stuff has happened. Am I correct here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing is a perilous environment, and that's what they're representing to me. You know what? If you bring some people with you, all right, what they're showing me, the angel who walked with your life path is talking about internal healing, sweetheart. And this is the year of reconciliation. This is the year where we dig up all the things that are troubling us and we take a look at them. And sometimes it may seem scary, but listen, you are safe. Nothing is going to happen to you. And I can tell you this on all six of your timelines I'm looking at. Nothing is going to happen to you. Bring some backup. Nothing certainly is going to happen if you bring more than one person to that home. Okay, because the person who did these very bad things only does them in secrecy, they're telling me, only does them in silence. So,
yeah.
Okay. So they're not going to act up if you show up with other people. You know, you can even bring law enforcement and explain to them what your concerns are. And law enforcement will escort you to get your things. So,
law enforcement actually has my diaries in their possession. They just haven't turn them over to me because there's still lots of evidence in there to be used in other cases.
Well, exactly.
I let them print off every single page so that I have everything, but I'm too scared to go back and look at that stuff.
Well, sweetie pie, and that's probably why they brought the law enforcement into it.
I feel like I need closure on her, you know.
Yeah, I don't blame you, hun. And that's, I'm sure, why they brought the law enforcement and feeling safe about that. Go ahead and get those pages, okay? And even if you need to sit with us, again, they're showing me a grief counselor here. They're showing me a post-traumatic stress disorder counselor, someone who can deal with that responsibly. And they're showing me you sitting with them and going over these pages. Don't do it by yourself, sweetie. You know, we don't need to go through life hurting by ourselves. And what I'm seeing is that was a message delivered to you by a very abusive situation. And a lot of times when we're recovering out of post-traumatic stress situations and we have been abused, it's real hard to reach out for help because we've been programmed, according to your angel who walks with your life path, that you're not supposed to do that. However, you can take these pages even one at a time with a licensed professional and they will help you. And you will not drown in this. Darling, your angel who walks with your heart is saying there is great release to be had here. You're not going to drown and you will make it through this. And it is in your highest design to go ahead and look into these issues for yourself. You're tougher than you think, okay? You will get through this.
I must be. From what I can, I've allowed myself to remember. I've had so many counselors just quit out on me, though.
Well,
can't handle everything I have to say to them, you know.
Isn't that interesting? Not everybody is cut out to truly bear the weight of pain, says the angel who walks with your life path. The person that I'm seeing you working with here, again, I'm going to refer you to a gal named Lisa Clark here, who is a wonderful hypnotherapist here in Billings. And I'm sure that Missoula probably has some amazing practitioners up there. Just take it one page at a time, darling. This is about the reconciliation of the self, and it's okay to get those. And that's probably why they were talking about bringing law enforcement. Well, the law enforcement has the information. So get your information from the law enforcement, reach out to some licensed professionals. Also, again, I will get you some information here on the break and post it in the chat room. And this is your time to unburden yourself. And that's what these angels are wrapping up on. That's why you're beginning to remember pieces and parts of this, is your psyche is ready to sit down and deal with it. So again, get yourself to a licensed professional who can help you through this process. And you're going to be okay, honey. You're going to be okay with this. You'll be all right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in today from Missoula. And again, watch the chat room. We'll make sure to get you this information, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Blessings on you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Wow. In the chat room, Curiosity is saying, sending peace, love, healing, and blessings to Marilyn. What a brave person she is. Absolutely. It takes a lot of temerity, a lot of guts to call into a radio show and say, I have a question about something that I barely remember, and it is terrifying me. You know, you guys, it's the year of reconciliation. We are holding ourselves to account. We are holding other people to account. Mostly, we're holding ourselves to account. And, you know, going back to the issue of UFOs and fracking, what's interesting is that they have recently come out with all sorts of studies that, especially in Oklahoma, in the Oklahoma area, there were hardly any earthquakes in Oklahoma. And then they started drilling very, very deeply into the ground for oil. And they started actually disposing of the wastewater that comes up through drilling for oil, because a lot of wastewater comes up. And a lot of times that wastewater is full of fracking chemicals and all kinds of yucky stuff. And they have these drainage wells that are 12,000 feet deep. Okay, I want you to wrap your brain around that for just one second. 12,000 feet deep are these wells. That is crazy, all right? 12,000 feet deep. Now, when they shoot this water back into the earth, it causes earthquakes. And way back in 2009 in Oklahoma, there was hardly any earthquakes. You know, maybe once a year, some weird thing, stuff like that. Now, there are thousands and thousands of them all the time, because they have tons of oil wells, and as they dispose of this water back down into the earth, it causes earthquakes. Now, the oil professionals have actually come out there and said, we don't even know why these earthquakes are caused. Well, here's an idea. How about Mother Earth is pretty sick and tired of you barfing gross water 12,000 feet down into her base rock? They don't call it bedrock. They call it base rock. So you're barfing this water, which is the wrong temperature, 12,000 feet down into the earth. It's causing cracks. It's causing things to move. God only knows what magma it's actually whacking into and causing things to solidify or steam vents to puff open. And so we have tremendous amounts of earthquakes all over the place. You know, and yes, you're absolutely right, Lurker. Lurker's in the chat room saying, the wastewater from fracking is contaminating aquifers. No good, no substitute for potable water. That's absolutely right, Lurker. In fact, 2 years ago, I was talking about how we were going to have groundwater issues this year, and we definitely are going to have them this year. Because guess what? We're pumping crappy water way down into yucky, yucky places. And so our off-world friends, back to why in the heck we would have any sort of UFOs hanging out right now, our off-world friends have been siphoning, okay? I want you to think of siphoning gas. Only what they're doing is siphoning geomagnetic pressure from beneath the plates of the Earth. And if they don't do that, the United States is going to have a really major problem folding right in freaking half, because we've cracked that base rock from Texas with those wells up through Oklahoma, all the way up the Midwest. And now, of course, we got a bunch of wells that are poking a hole up in the Bakken in the North Dakota area. We literally are creating a seam in the middle of the North American continent of fractured base rock. And we have pressure on one side of the North American continent, on the Atlantic side, pushing inward. And we've got pressure on the Pacific Rim pushing that way. And we're squeezing the United States right in the middle, and it wants to pop up and make like a pointy top, like the Eiffel Tower or the letter A. And so our off-world friends are actually siphoning geomagnetic or geoelectric energy out, pressure. They're letting the steam out of the espresso machine. They're taking this geomagnetic pressure and shooting it up through the stratosphere. Now, they've been doing this for a while. If you'd like to see what this sounds like, head over to YouTube and actually go ahead and Google strange sounds around the globe in YouTube. Or you can go over to my, I've got a YouTube channel called the Signs and Wonders Network. And if you Google Daniel Agnew, E-G-N-E-W, Signs and Wonders Network, and just scroll down on that channel at the bottom, there is this amazing video that I stuck in there on that channel that displays what it sounds like to spit electromagnetic energy up through the ionosphere. It sounds like a grinding that's happening. It's really interesting. But anyway, that's one of the reasons that they're here, and they're trying to help us stabilize things. And we also need their technology to clean our water. And we're going to get to that after the break. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Thank you, callers, for calling. Everybody, we are going to take a quick break, but remember the studio line is 406-545-4496, option one. That's 406-545-4496, option one. Get your questions ready. Come back, give me a call, and your angels and I will do our best to solve what's ailing you. I'm Danielle Agnew. This is Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen, we'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Daniel Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings. And now, back to Sight Unseen. Hey everybody, Danielle Agnew here. We are back with Sight Unseen. Thank you so much for these wonderful calls. We of course are coming to you from the big sky of Billings, Montana. And I love this network because we can talk about things on this network that other people can't because we are on the internet. Thank you very much. That's one of the things I love about being on the internet. I do believe that we have a caller hanging in the ethers here called in during our break. Caller, welcome to Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Janet and from Billings, Montana.
Hey, Janet from Billings, Montana. What can we do for you tonight?
I have been thinking about my friend Angela that passed away July of last year towards the end. And I just was wondering if you could, I have some guilt about, you know, her passing away. And I just was wondering if you ever got messages from her or anything, if she's okay, and if it was meant to be.
Well, let's talk about, let's see if we can get Angela on the horn here. You know, it's interesting that you talk about having guilt because of her passing. They're not telling me the whole backstory yet, and hopefully she's going to come forward here for you, Janet. What they're talking about here is that the guilt factor that you have. Why do you feel guilty, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I told her she could come and live with me if she needed a place to stay. And I just felt like we didn't try hard enough to help her through what she was going through, because she committed suicide.
You know what? And that's okay. Here's what it is. Yeah, okay. They're bringing this forward here. She's bringing this forward, kind of throwing a rock over the fence with a note tied to it. That's how this is looking. She has crossed over. She crossed over right away. And she's talking to me about the fact that she did make sure that she was well and truly out of the body. And again, it was just a great, she was under duress. She's saying that she was suffering for a long time. And this was a lot of suffering before she even let on to anyone that she was suffering. It just got to a point that was just too heavy for her. And it did not matter whether, I mean, yes, I can understand why you're feeling upset about the issue of where she was living. However, that was, she's telling me, and her angels are representing to me, that that was not the whole issue. She said, they are saying okay. that her burdens were wide and over many years. Okay.
Okay.
And she's talking about the fact that even the fact that you were trying to help her, that you expressed interest, you and others, she's showing me here, expressed interest in attempting to help her mattered, because she had felt alone, and they're showing me pieces of situational depression is how this would look. I'm certainly no psychotherapist. However, this looks like the situations she had been in for a lot of her life contributed, and that's what she's talking about here to me, to a lot of this depression. And you could have moved her out. You could have got her into an amazing place to be. She's saying that she's pointing to her chest. And that's her heart chakra. That's her heart. And talking about just such a weight and a sense of grief that there was nothing anybody could have done. The location of where she lived, oh, bless her heart, was not going to make a difference to her. And that was really, there was a hopelessness here that she's talking about. That she doesn't have anymore, by the way, and she's sitting here looking at me. She also had a heck of a sense of humor, and she's sitting here looking at me saying, you know, I don't feel this way anymore. She wants you to know that, Janet. She is without her pain. She says, this is me without the pain. And that's what she's saying here. And again, I'm assuming this is emotional pain. There may have been some physical pain here too, but she's representing emotional pain here to me.
Yeah, and I know that she visits Bubbles.
Bubbles? Yeah.
Because,
right on.
Yes. Yeah, and Bubbles come. I mean, Bubbles is still alive, but I know and I feel Bubbles. Because she took Bubbles. Bubbles was a dog I just loved.
Oh. Well, and she's talking about feeling a lot of unconditional love there. Lots and lots of love. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, Bubbles is just amazing. And she just loved Angela. And I knew that she belonged to Angela. And it was just perfect. Bubbles still sees Angela.
Absolutely. It's interesting you would mention that, because what she's talking about is in this, she's talking about herself now without the burdens. And she's also pointing to her head and saying, I don't feel like this anymore. And she's pointing to her head and telling me that she's feeling so much better out of the body. She's talking about this is chemical yuckiness in the brain. This is just her feeling so, and also situationally yucky things in her life also. So she wants you to know there is nothing to be guilty about. You and others, there's a couple of others here that she's talking to me about that made her feel so loved. And it wasn't you guys. She said it just was too heavy. It was too heavy. And she okay. is very happy where she's at. Very happy. And by the way, if anybody's listening and wonders if people who commit suicide wonder if they go to heaven, the answer is absolutely, unless they don't want to. And most people want to just be in peace. And creation and God welcomes everybody back who is in peace.
Yeah, my father committed suicide when I was 21.
Oh, my goodness, Janet.
That's been 33 years ago.
Wow.
But I had a dream with him, and he showed me he was up at the cabin with our dog named Goldie.
Wow.
And he, that's where he put his ashes, is that same spot. He was standing by the waterfall, and he was telling me, Janet, I'm finally at peace.
At peace. There you go, Janet. Peace. That's exactly what these angels said and what Angela was showing me. This is peace. She is at peace. And there was...
Go ahead. And for some reason, I just couldn't find that peace from Angela yet.
You know what? She's talking to me. She's talking to me about you, and she does have a bit of a sense of humor here. And she's saying, you always take too much on. You always take too much on. She's talking about you and saying, and she's pointing to your heart, saying, you know, there's only so much you can do. And she's, again, she's being light about this. And she's talking about the feeling of guilt that you have, thinking you could have done more. Janet, she is telling me without a doubt that you actually added to the benefit of her life for what she could bear. You gave it some elongation. It was just too heavy. That was all there was to it. And part of the piece is she says, she's now this is meaning to be funny, okay? She's talking about you being a little on the stubborn side and you're a fixer and you're going to fix it. And I hope this is making some sense to you. And so she's also saying that, you know what? It's okay. She says, it is fixed. I am fixed. And she's talking and she's pointing to her head and she's talking about being at peace. So she is at peace, honestly and truly.
And she's still with Bubbles. Bubbles just loves her.
Oh, honey, Bubbles and she are, they are, that's her familiar, okay? That is, and that dog is animals oftentimes function in a higher vibration, and that's why they have an easier time seeing spirit life, because frankly, they don't tell themselves they shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much, Janet. I hope that's helped you out tonight.
Oh, so much. You're just wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Janet. You Bye-bye. Take care now. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What amazing calls. You guys, you bless me so much. You bless me by honoring me with the opportunity to attempt to assist you. You know, that's what I do. I stand in the gap and I translate messages and I hope to goodness I can get them out there. And gang, you guys are why I do this job. You are why I do this job. It's astounding to me, the healing that is able to be brought to people once people simply open up their heart and ask for help. And again, I'm not saying I'm the one fixing all the problems. I'm a translator. I am passing on the messages. And you guys do the work in placing the messages in a healing place and making acceptances and making changes based upon that. And that's pretty awesome. So as we wait for more callers to come in, again, 406-545-4496, option one, or hit me up in the chat room, mtradio.net/chat. I do want to retouch on some of this fracking issue. We're kind of ping-ponging back and forth between helping people with their life problems and with overcoming issues and crossroads and questions, and talking about some off-world issues here. Again, I've posted in the chat room a couple of links. One is to my Signs and Wonders Network on YouTube. For those of you listening at home, you can certainly Google Danielle Agnew, EGNEW, Signs and Wonders Network. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm putting new content up there all the time, and I would love to have you guys subscribe. That'd be so cool. I can share cool stuff with you. I also posted a link not only to the network itself, but also to the video I was referencing earlier about strange sounds that are being heard all over the world. Now, this is important because it's important to know that as we go into 2015 and we experience groundwater pollution issues, and we are talking major aquifers, you guys. We're not talking a creek here and there. We're talking major groundwater aquifers that are going to be showing all kinds of signs of the fracking chemicals. As we experience this, our off-world cousins, and really everybody who's down here on the Earth, gang, has off-world DNA within us. That's just what we carry around. So as we figure out what we're supposed to do with detoxing this groundwater, our off-world cousins have already passed along a great deal of information about particle separation. And they've actually been working with, well, Japan, for one thing. You know, remember Fukushima and the whole meltdown that happened? There wasn't just one meltdown. There were three meltdowns. And those cores have melted down and are just continuing to melt through the mantle of the Earth. And they're melting right down into that magma. I mean, well, we don't talk about those things here in America because that will ruin Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, honestly, though, this is what's happening. And we have learned from our off-world friends how to separate particle matter. And this is also, in part, what they're going to be helping us with to clean out the carbon dioxide problem. We are 35% over our yield that our atmosphere can hold. And our off-world friends have developed this amazing technology of breaking apart matter and creating each piece of the matter to be inert. Now, I'm a total science dork, and I got into a discussion with some of these serious AB guys that were crossing the sky one day, and I got into a talk with them because they were going rather slowly about what they were doing. And they were talking about aligning geomagnetic energy so that it would flow in a particular direction and not build up underneath of the plate structure, so we would have a lot of problems. And people may be saying, well, why the heck would UFOs or aliens give a crapola about the Earth and about our seismic problems and our groundwater problems? You guys, the Earth is a giant spinning electromagnet that has been used for eons before humanity even sucked up through the mud here as a vortex and a jump point and basically an airport between humongous quadrants of the universe. And it's because we are a spinning electromagnet, and it's because we are covered in salt water. We have a ton of vortex points. And if we continue to allow and to do things like poke holes in the base rock, the Earth will redirect its electromagnetic lines and its ley lines. And that kind of messes up, quite frankly, their landing strips and areas that they have been using for eons to come and go. So it is within their own best interest as well to make sure that these areas are stabilized. And I love the fact that, you know, people confuse ETs or off-worlders for, good heavens, demons and parts of our government. And, you know, our government does work with off-worlders a great deal. If you'd like to find out more about that, actually, Google. I'm a big Google fan. You can Google former Minister of Defense for Canada, who released a book in 2013, 2014 about all the world governments who were working with off-worlders and which races they were working with. He talked about the ones that Canada was working with. He talked about the ones the United States. We're working with the tall whites, which are the guys from Sirius. So different world governments deal with different off-world species. I don't think this is actually big fat news to anybody. I really don't, not in this day and age. And the reason that these UFOs or these craft are so close to the Earth and so many UFO sightings are happening at a breakneck pace for 2015 is because these craft do need to fly a little lower to the ground in order to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. And they can't be way up high, and they're it's almost like a dragnet. They're creating an electromagnetic siphon, and so they're here to help. So it's fun. You should go out in the summertime, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a lot easier to see them up here right now. I don't know why, but this time of year, between now and June, right into the middle of July, if you're up in the Montana area, look up, because there are huge amounts of UFO activities this time of year. A lot of that has to do with our seasonal change. You know, actually, the summertime, we are closer to the sun, but the Northern Hemisphere is tipped away from the sun, which is kind of weird. But that also creates a different electromagnetic pull on the Earth. So that opens different vortex points and allows these guys to come and go. So yeah, Brian in the chat room, it is due to fracking, and we are going to have severe problems this year with all sorts of earthquake issues and aquifer issues. And here's another side effect of this weirdness. Are you ready for this? All these holes we're poking, and we are poking serious holes. Doesn't matter if they're 8 inches across or 6 inches across. way deep into the earth. 12,000 feet, you guys. Think about that. 12,000 feet. Think about being up in an airplane. 12,000 feet. Except you're drilling into the earth, these little pinholes all over the place. And that releases a lot of geomagnetic energy as well. There's an enormous amount about our planet that our scientific community doesn't really talk about and doesn't really understand. And when these oil experts come on board and they say things like, well, you know, we don't really know why these earthquakes are happening, so let's just keep pumping all that wastewater down 12,000 feet into the earth because we don't really know why it's going on. There was just an earthquake in Southern California. Good heavens, at the beginning part of this week, if I'm not mistaken, according to some dear friends of mine down there on Facebook, and they have directly linked this to the wastewater wells and the fracking in Southern California. There's tons of oil wells off of like Huntington Beach and Seal Beach. Lots of those oil rigs way out there into the water. And there's also a ton of UFO sightings. When I lived in Los Angeles for 11 years, I used to walk outside and you would just see these huge cigar-shaped UFOs just hanging out over the city, just hanging there. I remember one day walking outside and seeing an enormous orb that was going up and down over the Hollywood Hills, and I was living in the valley, and the thing was surrounded by helicopters. I mean, you could see the helicopters, the flashing lights, whatever, and this thing was just going up and down and up and down, and it was not a weather balloon. And of course, none of that made the news, and that was way back in, good heavens, maybe 2010, 2009. So we've got a lot that's going to happen. And that's why in the year of reconciliation, we are being asked to come forward with our own truths. This is really important, you guys. This is really, really, really important stuff. And we have had amazing callers tonight dealing with some big, deep issues. In the chat room, Marilyn, one of our callers earlier from Missoula, who is dealing with some extremely painful issues, we have news here that Marilyn said she saw a blue heron right after she talked to me. And of course, a blue heron is a messenger of healing and miracles. So you guys, remember this, no matter what you're going through in your life, the universe is with you. However you look at the universe, as angels or guides or God or the great pie in the sky or your lucky rabbit's foot or whatever you think about, okay? You are not alone, and your pain does not go wasted. And you literally are in a position at this time to be able to come forward in this 2015 year of reconciliation and unburden yourself. Allow your pain to surface. Help someone else unburden themselves. Be a good listener for your friends. Allow your friends the honor to be a good listener for you. You are not required to be perfect. You are not required to be the strongest person on the planet. All you need to do is be authentic to who you are and allow yourself the honor of unburdening the self. For a lot of you, this is going to be really hard. We're going to be digging very, very, very deep in the inner psyche of the self, doing the very best that you can to address some issues that are really hard. You know what? You just think they're going to be hard because they were hard in the past. But for the year of reconciliation, 2015, you guys, you will have so much support and so much help. Just like our caller Marilyn earlier, who is dealing with some incredibly intensely hard issues. She's got law enforcement that are going to help her. She has people who are on board to help her. And it's oftentimes our fear which stops us from moving forward. And I'll tell you guys, 2015, the year of reconciliation, this is the get it done year. No matter what you are feeling like, all right? No matter what you are feeling like, you can do this. So as you go into this rest of this year, and as you allow yourself to be unburdened, you are going to experience the most amazing freedom. And you may also experience being the most terrified that you've ever been in your entire life. And let me tell you something, if you are that scared while you are excavating an old issue within you, and I always say, make sure you've got help, make sure you have friends who know you're doing this, make sure you're not just doing it by yourself, even though you're the one who has to do the heavy lifting, it's okay to have people who support and help you. If it is the most scared you've ever been in your life, guess what? You're doing the right thing. This is the year of reconciliation. You are doing the right thing. You are stronger than you think you are. You're smarter than you think you are. You bounce higher than you think you will. And you will recover quicker than you will anticipate. Your job for 2015 is to embrace your gifts, release that which scares you, face that which causes you to freeze in terror, and walk through it, discarding the illusion of being frozen with fear. Make sure that you hold on to that sense of self. Because you guys, as we go into this year, you are going to be the most important asset you can bring to the table, period. You are. Your gifts, your talents, your compassion, you being able to reach out and see people and help them along their way. I posted something on my Facebook page, and I highly encourage you guys to friend me on Facebook. I'm just under, you know, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. I have a psychic page. You can hit me up there. I have a personal page. You can hit me up there. Like me, friend me, so I can talk to you about what's going on in your life, you know? I love to do that. And that's why when I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning going, I can't sleep, I'll go to Facebook and check my inbox and see what's happening. And you never know, we might have a conversation. One of the things I posted on my wall was actually something kind of cool. It was called a karma envelope. And go check that out on my Facebook page. Again, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. This karma envelope was, what it was is this couple from Chicago went to go eat at an eatery, and they sat down and they were tired and they had gotten off the airplane and all they had was a credit card. And the eatery said, we only take cash. And so they started to get up to leave, and the server came over and said, don't leave. It's okay. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a karma envelope, and you go ahead and when you can, just send us a check when you get home. And this couple was completely astounded, and they get into this conversation with this woman who says she also does the books for the place, and that was a particularly slow month, but she had had an 85% return of those karma envelopes, and she said that was very slow. Usually they come back in. And she was anticipating the rest of them to come in, and the staff all shared the tips, and everything just flowed, and it was this amazing place to be. This is the consciousness to which the human race is transitioning. And if you think that the money-grubbing weirdos who want to control everybody are having a fun time with the fact that we are actually transitioning into healing and karma, if you think these folks are going to just let this illusion of what they control go without a bit of a fight, well, you got something else coming to you there. So remember, bring who you are to the table. Most of all, bring your listening skills. Bring your compassion. It's such an honor to be able to sit with all you guys on these Wednesdays. Stick around, okay? Stick around, you guys, because coming up right after me is my dear friend Marcia Reichert with Channeling Divine. She can help you out with your past life issues, healing trauma issues, soul retrieval. She can do it. She's also a Celtic vocal healer and a nice chick to boot. So make sure you stick around for Channeling Divine. Really quickly in the chat room, Donnie says, does the increasing emergence of the indigo children have anything to do with the year of reconciliation? Why, yes, it does. Yes, it does, because the indigo children, if you'll notice, don't have a filter, and they are all about authenticity, and they are here to set the record straight. So yes, that they are corresponding with where we're at. Guys, also hit me up on Facebook, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Signs and Wonders Network, because I want to be able to hit you guys up with new content. Stick around for Channeling Divine. It's been an honor. We will see you guys next week on Sight Unseen. Stay tuned.